Join the Power Up Today newsletter and win free books and more by texting the word Power Up to the number 42828. Don't miss an episode. Subscribe to our iTunes page and remember to give us a review. And like us on our Designing Your Life Today Facebook page. Get the information you need to do life with power. Did you know that you're built by design to win? Life is too short not to make your dreams a reality. I'm Goal Achievement Strategist Pat Counsell. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today, a podcast that provides simple strategies for goal achievement, more confidence, personal happiness, boosting your income, and building a quality lifestyle as an entrepreneur. Let's get started. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is everybody's favorite goal achievement strategist, Pat Counsell, and this is Wonderful Wednesday, and a wonderful Wednesday it really is. I am back after Hurricane Irma. For some of you that may not know, I am located in Jacksonville, Florida, and Hurricane Irma, she did her best. And there's nothing like doing a good job, but the plus is that here in Florida, we had no casualties, and that is truly a blessing, and it's just so awesome. However, yesterday, I said there was going to be a show, or I posted it on Facebook a couple of days ago that, yeah, we're going to have a show on Tuesday, but even though I didn't get flooded out or anything like that, it's funny how after the hurricane passed, the wind died down, all of a sudden, everything went off. The internet services, everything kind of shut down. Even cell phone services shut down for a little while. And then by the time the internet came back up, it was very, very late. So here I am today doing a show. Our topic today is the power of accepting your good. Now, this is not what I was going to talk about. However, I made a few changes because during Hurricane Irma, I thought about some of the things that took place in my life personally. And it's all about why you should tune out the negativity. And that's what we're going to talk about today. And I'm going to give you three reasons why you want to accept your good and why you should tune out negativity. We hear a lot about positive thinking and that we shouldn't be negative. And I'm going to kind of give you some reasons as to why you want to open your mind towards the good and not focus on the negative or not focus on the bad. But before we get to that, I know I promised that we were going to give away some really nice gifts, and we are still going to do that because there is still time in the month of September, and we are still going to really celebrate our 7th year anniversary at Designing Your Life Today. I'm super excited that we have been doing this podcast for 7 years. We've had some amazing guests on the show, and we've brought you some enlightening information. And I've gotten emails from many of you guys. And speaking of which, I want to congratulate Carolyn Webster, who won the giveaway August 31st. She won a copy of my book, my newest book, Start Winning. So I want to congratulate her again. And I am not going to give or talk about the second giveaway that was originally planned tonight because, you guys, I'll be honest with you, I've got to put some things back in order. I can tell you, during the hurricane time, getting things together, in other words, preparing for the hurricane, making sure there's enough water and other things in place, that I really, okay, some of my notes are just, I'm rethinking some things, and some of my notes that I was going to use, I'm going to change some things. But we are going to have some amazing giveaways. But because I don't want you guys to wait until I get it together, I'm going to give away another copy of my book, Start Winning. It's a great book, you guys. Am I saying it because I wrote it? Okay, kind of, yeah. But it's really an awesome book. In this book, you're going to discover how to validate your goals. Are you wasting your time on goals that you've set? And how to find the real goal and what's really behind those goals that you set? And you're going to discover what goals to eliminate. And so in that book, I give you some very, and it's easy to follow, I give you very clear information about about goal setting, about being intentional about your goals. What is the big deal about intentional? That word got thrown around a lot in 2016. It's being thrown around a little bit in 2017. And I really just think that we should understand what it means and how powerful it is. So I talk about that in the book, but I have some amazing information in Start Winning, How to Achieve Like the Top 8%. So I'm going to give away another copy, and then we're going to get on with the giveaways in our newsletter and some of the other giveaways that I have planned for you guys. And they are really great giveaways. So what do you have to do to win a copy of my book, Start Winning? Well, this time we're going to do a drawing of all the people that register for our newsletter over the next 7 days. So you want to get registered for our newsletter. You can join our Power Up Today newsletter. If you're listening to this on your cell phone, you can simply text the word Power Up to the number 42828. That's the word Power Up to the number 42828. So everybody that texts and if that have not already signed up for our newsletter, your name is going to go into the drawing, and I'm going to give you a copy of our book, Start Winning, of my newest book, Start Winning. Okay, let's talk about our show. What are we going to talk about? The power of accepting your good, why you should tune out negativity. As I said, I hadn't planned on talking about this today, but in lieu of Hurricane Irma, I thought this would be a great time to talk about people not opening their mind to accept their good. Here's the thing about that, and what made me want to talk about that is there were people in Jacksonville who live in certain zones that had to evacuate because they were really close to the water or they were in a flood zone, and so they had to evacuate. But because of the media and the negativity, and I know they were being, I guess, helpful. I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. They created such a frenzy, and people became so afraid until just people who didn't have to leave, they were on 95, on 75, and they were just trying to run away. And I get it. Okay, it's a big hurricane. The media is saying, wow, this thing is going to dominate Florida like nobody's business. And so as a result, people were focused on the fear factor. And what happened is, well, the roads became really congested. And so people ran out of gas on the highway because there was like a 60-minute kind of delay, if you will. So 1 hour delay getting up on our moving forward on 95 because it was so many people were trying to leave. And that made me think about a couple of things. And I had several people call me, which I really appreciate people calling me to check on me. I appreciate people emailing me and texting me. So that was awesome. And so I really appreciate it. I want to say that up front. However, some of the people that called me were in such a panic. And I thought, my goodness, you don't even live in the state. You better get out of there. You better run. And I thought, wow, how do you know I need to run? I'm looking at the news and they're saying that this thing is going to wipe you guys out. And it was just so full of fear. And so I made a decision. And of course, you have to use wisdom with things. And so I took a moment. I got quiet and I said, okay, you know, God guide me. All right. And of course, God will answer you. He will always prompt you which way to go and what to do, what actions to take. So the first action I was prompted to take was find out what zone you live in, because you really don't know. Are you in a flood zone? I knew I wasn't in a flood zone. But when they ordered zones A and B to evacuate Florida or Jacksonville, I said, oh, wow, let me make sure I'm not in A or B, which I knew, I kind of knew I wasn't, but I wasn't sure. And so, of course, I checked it out and I called the city and I said, hey, I'm not sure what zone I'm in. And she said, you're not in a flood zone. And she says, the only reason you have to leave your house is if you feel unsafe. Well, I didn't feel unsafe. So there was no reason for me to leave. And honestly speaking, whereas unfortunately some people did get flooded out and there was a lot of water everywhere and there are still some businesses that are not open because of flooding. The roads are flooded because the St. John's River overflowed. Where I live, there's actually maybe two or three twigs in my yard. okay, which are now gone because maintenance, lawn maintenance came and took care of it. So the thing is that I'm saying is that, and that's not to make light of Hurricane Irma, but it's to say sometimes you have to use your own mind and open your mind and not listen to what the rest of the world is saying about your life, your success, what you should do, where you should go, and allow their fear to guide you and direct you away from your good or direct you away from your safe place. The first thing that I want to mention to you is that when it comes to the power of accepting your good, you can have anything that you can mentally accept. But if you're in fear, you can't mentally accept your good. So it's really important that you stay grounded. And just because, think about this now. Now, it is the meteorologists, they do a great job. And when the news reporters, you got to keep in mind, some of this is sensationalism. Why? It's sensationalism because they look for ratings. They need to maintain sponsors. They need lots of viewers. The more viewers, the more money they make. And so here it is today. There is no Hurricane Irma. And some of the news media outlets are still saying, oh no, Florida's flooded and there's bad things happening everywhere. And it's quiet here, at least in Jacksonville. So the point is you can have anything that you can mentally accept, but you have to accept that the good. If your life isn't working out, if you're not getting what it is you want, it's because you're not mentally accepting your good. You're accepting something that you don't deserve. And I can tell you the truth of life is that you deserve the best. Okay. And I don't care what anybody says to you or about you. You deserve to have the best. So make the decision that you are going to open your mind and mentally accept your good. So that's the first thing. And today is a short show. So I want to make sure I kind of, you know, get to the point of things. The second point that I want to make to you guys is that your good, it never rejects you. Instead, you subconsciously reject it. So the power of opening your mind and accepting your good, it is so powerful, more powerful than you could possibly imagine, because your good will never reject you. If you believe you deserve to have the best, and let me be clear about this, that doesn't mean you don't have to work for it. You can wish all day long. You can visualize all day long. You can stare off into space out of a window all day long and imagine the best life possible. But if you don't put any action behind it, yeah, you're going to have some issues. But the point is that before you can even put action behind it, you have to open your mind. And so you have to be willing to say, you know what? I want to accept my good. Because your good and whatever the best you have in life, if you say these kinds of things never happened to me, these kinds of good things, you know, boy, she's so lucky, he's so lucky. There's no such thing as luck. I don't even believe in luck. As a matter of fact, if you knew the root word and where it comes from, you wouldn't want it. But the point that I'm making here is that when you open your mind, you say, you know what, this isn't about luck. I deserve to have the best life. I deserve to have good in my life. I deserve to really get the things that I want, the things that I see, and not constantly deny myself, not constantly live in this idea or behind this idea that there's not enough. I often wonder, wow, how could God make a world and not give us enough? Well, that's just not a nice thing to do, because he didn't do that. So the point is, your good never rejects you. You subconsciously reject it. And you can prove it to yourself. Think about it. If someone offers you something, or if you have the opportunity to do something, or if there's a goal that you want to accomplish, and you have more than enough time to get it done, but you're not moving forward, you're not taking action, you're doing what I call busy work or creative avoidance, that is you subconsciously rejecting your good. So the power of accepting your good is awesome. But if you don't tune out the negativity, it makes it really hard. Because think about it. When you see someone on television and they have the big fine houses and mansions and the cars and the money, okay, and that doesn't necessarily mean that that's all, it's all good in the sense that it's all God made. But the point that I'm saying is that when you see these things, if you say, wow, it'd be nice if I had a larger house, a nicer car, be nice if I could get into a really nice relationship with a really nice guy or a really nice woman, and you're saying these things to yourself, you're saying it from a position of, I don't know if I can have that. I don't believe I deserve it. It would be nice. No, accept it and say, this is what I'm going to get. This is the quality life that I'm going to take the necessary actions to make happen. So the first thing is you can have anything that you can mentally accept. The second thing is your good never rejects you. Instead, you subconsciously reject it. Here's the third thing. Whatever it is you're waiting to happen in your life, whatever it is you want to come into your life, know this. God can only do for you what he can do through your mental attitudes. It's all about how you see things. It's all about what you are willing to accept. So if you're willing to accept good and you're willing to tune out negativity, and see, although I didn't get on the road and go traveling for a moment, I felt like I, and this might sound a little silly, but I thought, how dare Irma come in and interrupt everything? Okay, so, and that might sound silly, but that was my first thought. And I said, you know what, before I start panicking and grabbing things and throwing them in a suitcase and finding the nearest hotel or trying to get to the airport and get a ticket, before I start doing all of these things, let me do my homework. Let me find out where I am. Let me find out what's going on around me. And of course, in Jacksonville, the mayor and the governor ordered zones A and B to evacuate. I'm not in zone A or B. And so as a result, a little wind, probably 40, 50 miles an hour, 60 miles tops. But that was pretty much it. Are there some trees blown down around our neighborhood? Absolutely. We've got leaves and branches everywhere. As a matter of fact, there's some huge trees that have been blown over. But no one was hurt and no houses have been crushed and there's no real damage. So the point that I'm making is that mentally I was willing to accept that this was going to come out okay. That's called faith. I said my prayers. Okay. And there are times, you know, as human beings, we forget that you can speak to your life and you could speak to the world around you. I hear people talk about the fact that, oh, you've got to trust God. Oh, you have to have faith. But when it gets put to the test, they go straight to fear. They believe what the news said over what God says we are capable of doing. So I chose to follow what God said I was capable of doing. Now, I'm not here to preach to you today. I'm talking to you about or trying to drive a point home that says, listen, you need to accept your good and you should tune out the negativity and make the best decision for your life. Make the best decision for you. So here's the thing. When we talk about your mental attitudes, you guys know I sometimes give you a power action. So it's been a while. I mean, after all, we've been through a hurricane. It's only right that I give you a power action. Here's a power action. I want you to answer this question, and then I want you to write these things down and decide what you're going to do about them. Here's the question. Are you so attached to old patterns of living that you cannot get along without them? And if you are, what old patterns of living are you attached to? Listen, if you want your life to thrive, if you want to bring that good into your life, you want to make a decision that you're going to let go of those old patterns. And sometimes on the show, I like to kind of confess some of my old patterns. And if you've been listening to this show beyond 2 years, you know that I've got an issue when it comes to watching those superhero shows. Hey, it's just, I need therapy. I'm just saying. Sometimes I watch them on Netflix and I watch the reruns. I've seen it before, but I like superhero shows. But you know what? There are times when I should be asleep. And when I stop working sometimes and I say, okay, I might work till 10 or 11 at night sometimes just because I love what I do. And then it's time to go to bed. And instead of going to bed, I say, I'll take another hour and watch one of my shows and then I'll go to bed. Well, that kind of cuts into my sleep time. So this is a pattern that I have to make a decision that I'm going to let go of. Why? Because it allows me to be healthier. It allows me to have more clarity, mental clarity. It allows me to be stronger physically. And it allows me to open myself up to actually receive my good. So that's kind of one of the patterns that I've got to let go of, because I can take my iPad in the bedroom. I can take my iPad wherever I want, and I can watch the show the last hour before I go to bed, which is not the best thing to do sometimes. So what patterns do you have that you are so attached to that you think you can't get along without them? You want to take a look at those patterns, and if they're preventing you from accepting your good, from opening your mind to receiving your good, here's a pattern that, now, and I'm glad I don't have this pattern, and I'm not judging anyone else who does, but it's something that you want to perhaps pay attention to. I mean, it's one thing to watch a superhero show. Granted, I should just shut it off, and if I can't watch it during like regular hours, I shouldn't watch it late at night because it's sleep time. But to watch the news and to watch every negative thing, or to watch those crime kill 'em up shows, yeah, that's pretty heavy on your mind, because that's the last thing that you're going to sleep with on your mind. That's making an impression on your mind. And if you're watching something on the news that's putting fear in you, you're just going to become a more fearful person. You're not fearful in that particular area. For example, people who are afraid of Hurricane Irma, you're not just afraid of a hurricane at that point. Fear is fear. It crosses over into your mind, into your spirit, or your soul, and it contaminates your soul. And as a result, it doesn't make you stronger. And it makes you look towards the negativity. It makes you suspect of everyone and everything. And as a result, you don't accept your good. Listen, you deserve to have the best that life has to offer. And stick with us on Designing Your Life Today. And we're going to do our part to get you the information you need so that you can make it happen for yourself. Listen, I promised to make this show short. And so guess what I'm going to do? I'm actually going to stop talking. Hey, you guys, enjoy this wonderful Wednesday. We're going to be back with more. And we're going to get back on track with our 7th year anniversary and more giveaways. But in the meantime, you can join our newsletter by texting the word power up to 428-28. That's 428-28. Or you can go straight to designingyourlifetoday.com and you can register there also quickly and get your name in the drawing so I can give away another book. Carolyn Webster, your book is on the way, and we're going to have her picture up on Facebook. And so you guys can say congratulations to her also. Hey, do life with power.